Government Minister Natalie Hutchins. She's put together, I think it's 100 people in Geelong, as a type of citizens' jury to, or maybe to do the job that the Geelong Council was doing until it was deposed by the state government. Anyway, today we've come across an organisation called New Democracy, which has got the same idea but much larger. They've got a $5 million offer on the table to get 350 people in Canberra to try and work out a way, just average citizens, work out a way to make our democracy function better. Ian Walker is the Executive Director of New Democracy. Mr. Walker, good evening.
Good evening, Tom.
Okay, so $5 million, what do you want to do with that?
Well, instead of having just our MPs do their normal joint standing committee on the election and how it went, I think people tune out on that because we've worked out, while wonderful people, they are poacher and gamekeeper.
Yes.
So we want a review of how we do democracy better. Yeah, it's done by a random group of people.
Okay,
and
so
people can take the... Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and how many people?
We think about 350 because we want to pull people from all around the country and bring them together, having had a discussion in their state, and bring them together nationally as well. And if they can find some common ground about ways to do democracy better, I think that would make for an interesting discussion in the parliament.
How would you get 350 people sort of organised and get them pulling together? I mean, you could get a room full of 350 different opinions on every single subject.
You know, it's funny. I always hear the statement, four people can't order Chinese food. How will you get 30, 40, 50 people to do it? We've done it with 40. We've done it with 50. We've done it with 100. It's about small group dynamics and about trusting one another. And that's why in-person meetings work really well. I think most people are surprised when 50 people find common ground. And yet we've just come off a weekend where we did a project related to nuclear waste in South Australia, and we found 50 people could actually find a point of agreement around that.
So
this is very much a proven method.
Okay, all right. So when you say improved democracy, what do you mean? What, different systems of voting, different ways of electing politicians, I don't know, different ways of having plebiscites or referenda? Are they the ideas you've got in mind?
Let's put everything on the table. So from the incremental to the transformative, work out what it's going to take for you to trust public decisions, because that's really the barrier. You know, we've seen both our Prime Minister and opposition leader offer up, you know, a sentiment that electronic voting is needed because the count was a little slow. And that's great to hear that they're thinking about ways to do it better. I'm going to suggest that most people are not looking at the last 8 or 9 weeks and thinking, gee, that was a slow count. They're thinking about the 8 weeks that took place before that, thinking, was that really the best we can do? So whether it's, I don't care if it's a tiny item or a transformative item. I mean, we certainly have a view that there's a counterbalancing role for everyday people alongside professional politicians, but it may be things related to donation disclosure. It may be things related to how information is brought into the parliament. It may be a whole array of things, but let's have that review task done by everyday people. And I'm like, you know, there's lots of people complaining about how we do democracy. We're trying to put on the table, you know, one step forward, and we're also putting on the table our own money.
Oh, look, I think it's great. I do recall, I think it was late 2007, soon after Kevin Rudd was elected. He obviously beat John Howard in the election back then. He put together a sort of a giant room full of eminent people. I can only remember that both Cate Blanchett and Hugh Jackman, the actors, were involved, and there was, you know, whiteboards and texters and everybody jabbering about ideas. Are you sort of like, is that the idea you have, except with normal people, as opposed to Hollywood actors, or what?
I want to do the exact opposite of the 2020 summit. That's what this is about. Because the 2020 summit was one weekend. Very respectfully, there's not much you can do on one weekend with a complex topic. The reason this is going to cost quite a lot, I want to get people to meet and then give them a few weeks to think about it, meet again, do the same again. And if over a period of reading and getting to know all the options in global democratic innovation, that's going to take a few months. After you've read and learned something, we bring those people together and see where they coalesce around what the good ideas are. So, yeah, I'm going to probably take 6 months to run this, and I think that's why we'll have a better result. And, yeah, I think we'd rather hear from other people with real everyday jobs than maybe our betters telling us how it should be.
Well,
it's a different idea.
I like your sentiments, Ian, I really do. So you've got $5 million on the table to put all this thing together. You want to select 350 people at random around Australia and see if you can come up with some good suggestions for the government. Ian, I like it. Stay in touch. Ian Walker there, Executive Director of New Democracy. Over to you, 96900 693 at 16 to 6. You'll hear it.